Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
What's up? Welcome to the College Football Show. We're combining both of them today. The College Football Show and Outside the Top 25. It's rivalry week.
It's not going to make any fucking sense. If Alabama loses to Georgia, for them, I don't want to wait. We're not doing any preamble. Fuck that. It doesn't make any sense to leave Alabama third just so they don't end up having to play Georgia back-to-back week. That's not how it works.
Yeah.
You have to do what you have to do. And it's a challenge for both of them. Alabama's got to fucking beat a team that's better than them, and Georgia has to beat a team twice in a short period of time, yeah. Which neither one of those things are easy to do.
Yeah.
Right? This is the life you've chosen. You're an SEC football team,
so
asshole.
We were talking about this off air. We were like, we should probably just start the fucking show.
Yeah.
As we just like bitch at each other back and forth. and essentially I was saying that they might, if Alabama loses to Georgia in the SEC championship game, they might just drop Bama to third. Or no, Bama is third now.
They're third now.
Yeah.
And they're not gonna jump Ohio State because Ohio State isn't losing.
No. So if they were still second, they could drop them to third. I think now they'd have to drop them out.
They have to. They have to drop them to fourth, which means that Georgia and Alabama are going to have to play twice in a row, basically.
Yeah.
Which is should be the end of the season right there. They should play a three-game series between those two teams and let it go.
The other thing we said to upset Dan off air was that we think me and Delco think that Cincinnati's a pretty good matchup for Georgia.
No.
We saw the game last year.
Yeah, that was last
second
year,
field goal. Same teams.
Cincinnati.
They do have a pretty good defense, but and you know it's not outside of the realm of possibility that Georgia's offense could be shut down.
Yeah,
but if your defense has to go, if you're going three and out every time, which they will against fucking Georgia, then eventually your defense is going to get tired before Georgia's defense does.
Probably because Cincinnati's defense is really good, but it's not filled with like giant.
So what do you think the game would be?
Kind of disappointing this year.
What do you think it would be like 23 fucking 12 or something like that? I mean, what would the game be?
I could see
like a Georgia Cincinnati game. What do you think the line is? First off,
oh, the line
is probably fucking
14.
No.
It's probably 14.
I would say 13.5.
Yeah,
like they're not going to go a full 14 out of the gate, right? You wouldn't think, because then you have to like. There's no wiggle room for people that think that Georgia will cover.
Not going to matter because Cincinnati's not going to get there.
They're not losing to fucking Eastern Carolina. as funny as that's another thing we were debating.
Listen.
What would be funnier for somebody, a piece of shit like me that likes to revel in others' misery, Cincinnati losing to ECU or Houston or
them actually
national title. What would be funnier?
So essentially what you're asking is what's funnier? Pretty much the entire SEC fan base like crying out at the same time in like misery, or Cincinnati fans just like one fan base having like crippling horrible.
I guess if you're going off how many people are affected, you should definitely lean towards Cincinnati winning.
Yeah.
Because to win, they would probably have to beat both Georgia and Alabama, right? Or at least Ohio State and Alabama, or Ohio State and Georgia.
Yeah.
So then you could ruin the Big Ten and the SEC.
Yeah. But then you're going to have all those SEC fans, all the Power 5 conference fans being like, well, they didn't play everybody week to week, so they're not banged up.
Right.
Yeah, they say that about Clemson every year, too.
They do. Well, not
rightly
invalid,
so, by the way.
No,
I think that my barber was asking me the other day, before we get into the actual games and shit, my barber was asking me about Quinn Ewers. Now that C.J. Stroud is, first of all, he's the only one that's not plus money for the Heisman now, which is weird to think.
It's weird that you let Ross cut your hair.
No, I would never do that. No. But my barber is an Ohio State alum, by the way. But he was asking what I thought they were going to do with Quinn Ewers now, or what he would do. And I'm like, I think Quinn Ewers would be really smart to enter the transfer portal and go to Clemson right now, because their quarterback sucks and they don't have anybody coming, because if they did, he would be in the game right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And Quinn Ewers is now going to sit behind CJ Stroud for at least one or two more years.
100%.
Probably, unless he gets hurt. You don't want to go full Joe Burrow. I mean, Joe Burrow got super lucky that he was able to transfer to a really good team and show, not that he's not great, but show people that he is great.
Yeah.
Become the first pick in the draft and blah, blah, blah.
He should be thanking his stars that Tennessee fans ran out Shiano.
I know.
Because he was going to Tennessee.
Yeah, seriously. Like, that would not have worked out that way.
No, I'd rather throw Jamar Chase.
Yeah, dude. He wouldn't have had the best season of any college quarterback ever. But Quinn Ewers, look, you know that Clemson's reloading.
Yeah.
Like, they do it. It doesn't matter. Teams have an off year here and there every now and again. But Clemson's been good since, like, 2015, like, really good. So they're going to reload. The question is, or my question is, why is this kid not already heading down there now? Should already be in the transfer portal.
So, I mean, Clemson, for their 2021 class, which that's what Ewers was in, right?
Yeah. But he's 17, right? And he's redshirted this year.
Fifth in the country, recruiting, 3 5 stars. 14 four stars. Yeah, I mean, that's
pathetic.
You definitely have to go to another, like, blue blood or high power recruiting.
It's got to be. So you have to take all this into consideration. I guess maybe the TV market there might hurt him a little bit because of his NIL deals. They don't have, like, it's ACC network though, so I guess it doesn't really matter that much.
Yeah.
But you have to take it into consideration. I mean, technically, going to a California school would be good for exposure. Going to Texas would be good for exposure.
Right.
But fuck that.
Well, here's the thing, though. If you go to Texas in particular, or even USC, half of your exposure is going to be, like, losing bad games you shouldn't be losing.
Yep. And an incompetent organization in both cases.
Right.
Speaking of Texas, I hear Bill O'Brien is the fucking... Oh, no, I'm sorry, that's LSU. Bill O'Brien is the rumor for LSU.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Feed me all the Bill O'Brien content there is.
Why even fire Ed Orgeron then?
And just make them have a baby together and see what that looks like or something.
First off...
It's like a reality TV show at LSU is basically what's happening.
It's like two uncomfortable-looking people in a row, like uncomfortable-looking, like, meatheads, like clod people. It's just... You're like Ed Orgeron, you can't understand what he's saying because he has a crazy swamp voice. And Bill O'Brien, you won't understand what he's saying because you're just staring at that chin the entire time.
I don't understand what happened to his face.
Yeah.
Right? It's just unfortunate, I guess.
So, like, I have a scar on my head.
It's like me, myself, and Irene when he fucking gets the chin surgery to put a butt chin on. It looks like that. It's fucking ridiculous.
It's upsetting. I almost think it's like a thing that happened at birth. Like, I have a scar on my head that you can't see from forceps back in the day.
Mm.
Like, I wonder if someone just, like, put the forceps in too far and clamped down. Yeah.
Right, a butt chin is not enough to describe it. It is a prolapsed anus.
Yeah, it really is.
On his face.
And then he's got, like, a fucking third chin to go along with it, and he does this all the time.
Yeah.
Like, when he's reading his fucking clipboard, he'll do this. Like, dude, don't you know you're on television? Stop doing that.
Yeah, he's a lizard person.
God damn it.
He's
either way, LSU is not seeing the light anytime soon, but that's the point. There are all these quote-unquote blue blood organizations out there that just the current structure of their organization sucks.
I guess Rob called LSU a blue blood on our last show. I believe the Monday Morning Recap, and BT Bates and a few other people are getting in my ass. I'm like, I didn't say that. I think
first off,
well, I mean, they've had recent success, but
they weren't really great at before Saban.
No.
Their history is not great before
Saban. It's not great. And unless you count, like, the 70s, they were pretty good back then. But yeah, it's forget about all that. Clemson's not like that. Clemson has, maybe it's just Dabo, I don't know. Maybe it's something else other than him. But whatever it is, they're getting top-level recruits, and they seem to put a good product on the field year after year, at least for the last 6 or 7 years now.
Yeah.
They're old as shit, too. A lot of people don't know this, but Clemson's been around for a minute. Like, their football program came over, I believe the coach from Auburn in, like, the 1800s came over and just, like, stole everything from Auburn to give to Clemson.
You got to think that Quinn Ewers is leaving, right? That's what I'm saying. And then where is he going? I can't think of anywhere other than Clemson that makes sense. Unless they're, like, just super married to this fucking ukulele kid, and he sucks, man.
He's not good. Yeah,
CJ Stroud, I thought, like, man, this guy just doesn't have the nerve to do it at Ohio State, and now apparently he does.
Yeah.
Like, Michigan State's kind of a rival. He lit them the fuck up. he only played, like, half of that game and had 6 touchdowns in the first period. Right, first quarter. So I don't know where else he would go. What other university would make sense for a guy like that to go to?
Maybe Cincinnati. Just anywhere that has.
Like if Cincinnati won the Natty, would he go to them?
Yeah.
Like if Cincinnati or Georgia, maybe.
Also, he's just based off his high school hype. Like, I don't necessarily think he's going to be like the real deal. There's a lot of people that fail that we never hear of.
Yeah. So, well, I mean, he's already made $1.5 million, so he's
good.
He's at least done that. Anyways, let's get into the show today because I've got Ross's picks too. By the way, I talked to him this morning.
Oh, nice.
He sent them to me. Not for he only has two locks. Obviously, one of them is Ohio State. But
yeah, I'm sure he loves that line.
You mean the automated bot that's putting out this persona of Ross online?
Yeah, Ross downloaded his consciousness, but it's into like a shitty old computer because he didn't believe in real technology.
Yeah. That's why it's taken so long. We're rebuilding the cyborg that's
the speak and spell
house Ross's body, so we have to upload the consciousness, and it's not going so well.
It's what is it, Captain America Winter Soldier? They just find that guy in the basement of computers.
His consciousness is rejecting technology.
It sounds like a redneck version of Altered Carbon.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. Anyways, let's get to the game. There's a lot of good games this week.
Yeah, it's rivalry week. First one, Ole Miss at Mississippi State, the Egg Bowl.
Thursday night.
I don't want to.
Thanksgiving.
Egg Bowl, that's stupid.
Probably better than any of the NFL games that day.
Easily.
I would say.
This is like the best game of the day.
I mean, that Cowboys-Raiders game could go either way, to be honest.
It could be fun.
I think the Cowboys should beat them by two scores, but it could go either way, to be honest. But other than that, the Ole Miss-Mississippi State game, good. That's a good one. I like that.
Mississippi State is a two-point favorite over Ole Miss, which is crazy to me. Ole Miss is like an objectively better team.
Yep.
You want to know what's crazy?
What?
Are you familiar with their quarterback, Will Rogers?
For Mississippi State.
Is he related to the Will Rogers?
I don't think so. But he's about to smash every one of Gardner Minshew's records at Mississippi State.
Not the jean shorts.
Or, I mean, not from Mississippi State, but every one of Mike Leach's offenses records.
Okay. So he's about to smash Minshew's, and obviously that would pass the tech guys that put up a million numbers.
Yeah. And it's very quietly.
Okay.
At Mississippi State.
That's fine. I love the over-under, by the way.
If they win this game, then does that put him in line for a Heisman, at least an appearance, maybe?
No. Nobody knows who he is.
He's just racking up numbers. Yeah, 34 touchdowns. God damn.
You would think if you knock off a top 10 team, though, this late this season, even if it's a rivalry game, you get some respect. If he blows up in this game, he might get an invite, right? I mean, there's no it's Bryce whatever and C.J. Stroud now, right, are the only two real front runners, if you want to call them that.
I feel like C.J. Stroud's for sure kind of in the driver's seat right now.
Well, according to Vegas, he definitely is.
Yeah, and then, which is fun when Ross gets back and the quarterback he was trashing the entire year wins the Heisman.
He'll still take credit for it. The best case scenario is that C.J. Stroud gets really close but then doesn't get it, right? And then Ohio State loses in the national championship game.
I'm literally not even seeing odds for Will Rogers. Oh, here we go. He's plus 20,000.
So 200-1.
No, that's 2,000-1. He's 2,000-1.
No, that's 200-1.
No. It's 20,000, not 2,000. 20,000.
Okay. Well, yeah, he's not in the conversation. Yeah,
well, CJ Stroud is minus 222. Bryce Young is plus 110. So he's 330 away from anybody else. I think that might be just a bit of recency bias, but this is not Vegas here isn't betting on performance, right? They're betting on voters who have access to grind and opinions and things like
that. Who has their Heisman moment.
Yeah, yeah. And it's the difference between, in my opinion, Mel Kiper Jr. and that other guy, right?
Yeah.
Like, Mel Kiper Jr. is good at picking who will be really good in the NFL. And what's his name? Why am I? Todd McShay. Todd's really good at picking who NFL general managers are going to pick.
Yeah.
Right? And they're stupid as fuck, too. If you run the data on this stuff, people who trade up for first-round picks or for extra first-round picks or trade into the top 15 and so on and so forth, almost never, 91% of the time, don't get value for their pick.
Yeah.
Long-term. Like, that's if people failed 90, like jumping out of an airplane, for example, if 91% of people jumped out of airplanes, died, no one would jump out of fucking airplanes. But it's a very small fraction of people.
Yeah.
Take that chance.
Yeah. You want some risk, but not.
Yeah.
definite death, right? So I think Tom McShay must be a halfwit, right? Or midwit, I think is what they call it.
What
now.
he's
smart enough
to
understand how other stupid fucks think,
right?
Which you can make a lot of money doing that. So congratulations, Tom.
Yeah, it's called being.
If
a
there is
broker.
A quarterback though that could, I guess, potentially win the Heisman from this game is Corral. If
he's
just
much better
goes
off.
Insane, yeah. I still don't think that there's a chance of that. I think Stroud's going to lock it up.
Yeah, he's. I mean, look, he's if he has a big week against Michigan this week, that's pretty it's much over. It, right? Yep. Yeah.
I love Ole Miss +2, and I love the over. It's 64.
Yeah, I honestly, you got to expect Mississippi State to score at least 30 points, right?
Mm.
And I think Ole Miss will probably win this game.
Yeah, I mean,
Ole Miss has a really good run game. Mississippi State has a really good run defense. Mm.
Yeah, What'd you say? Ole Miss has a good run game?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I thought you said Mississippi State. I was like, what? Their quarterbacks? You just said their quarterbacks.
No. Mississippi State's run defense is really good, though.
But, I mean, they put up 31 on a good Kentucky defense, 26 on a better A&M defense. They've just had a weird year. Alabama kicked the shit out of them, but...
It's in Stark Vegas. I think Mississippi State wins this game. I think they cover. Mississippi State wins by 3.
All right.
Late second, like last second field goal.
I'm going to live bet this game, actually. It's the night game on Thursday, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to live bet this one. I don't know which way I'm going to go yet. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Next up, the first game on Friday. There's games all day Friday, by the way, for those of you who will be recovering from your various meat comas, whatever one you happen to be in.
Yep.
Boise State at San Diego State. Boise State -2.5.
It's bizarre.
Boise's favorite, yeah.
Dan, these are your guys. These are your team. These are your teams here.
San Diego State,
yeah,
and Boise.
Well, you just specialize in the G5.
I'm just a Mountain West boy.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, I think the line tells you everything you need to know. Boise's a better team. Boise's going to win the game.
All right.
Is Boise going to be ranked after this? So they close. Is there a Mountain West championship game?
I don't know if there is contention for it though.
They won't be ranked though. The committee doesn't want to rank anybody. They'll probably rank another ACC team for no reason, like Clemson.
Clemson will probably bounce back in.
Yeah, they are. Not? They are in.
Yeah, yeah. Why, dude? They're terrible.
Because they're like,
but there's not 25 good teams in the country either.
So our dream of a unranked ACC championship game just won't happen because Pitt could lose this week and they'll still be ranked.
Boise State is, I guess, technically in the running for the Mountain West, but I think they might need to have some shit happen because they're 5-2. So is Utah State and Air Force.
Air Force is in,
but I think they're in. I think Air Force might be in the driver's seat.
Yeah. Respect the troops.
Captain's pilot seat.
Yeah.
They're not troops. They're airmen. Asshole.
Either way,
or whatever. I don't care.
Yeah.
Anyways, Air Force is not real. Neither is Iowa. Neither is Boise State. They're going to lose this game at San Diego State to close out the season. You fucking kidding me? They're not going to win this game.
I don't know about the line. I could see this being a gross under though.
Mm-hmm.
44.5. I could see this game being.
This
like
game's going to be like
20-16.
Oh, not even.
Okay,
not even. It might be like 16-9.
Yeah,
something stupid.
Love the under for this. It feels ugly. It feels gross.
I'm going to take that up to +3 for San Diego State. Give them a field goal. Right? They can lose by a field goal, and I'll still push.
Yeah,
I'm fine with that. Iowa at Nebraska. No one gives a fuck about this. I can't believe Iowa's still ranked 16th in the country.
It's unbelievable.
Get out of here. You don't exist, dude. Just admit you
this
don't
is the game. Nebraska finally wins. they kind of convince themselves for next year. Oh, Scott Frost, he's got the program in the right direction. Just a few bad bounces.
I mean, they have the college football equivalent of the worst BABIP of all time.
This is the game that Harbaugh wins every year that keeps him at Michigan.
Yeah.
And it'll be the game. I guarantee you fucking Nebraska's going to win this game. It's going to be hilarious.
Yeah.
And everybody at Iowa can suck it. Speaking of that, Michigan lost to Michigan State. They're definitely going to lose to Ohio State.
I don't know what
but
happened
they won
in the
enough,
Michigan State game.
I don't either. It was weird. But
they were up 30-13 at one point.
Yeah. They've won enough games this year to justify bringing Harbaugh back. They're going to finish the season 10-2 probably, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, how do you fire a 10-2 coach?
You don't.
Especially when there's nobody other than Bill O'Brien's giant chin to fucking hire.
There's so many open jobs now.
You don't want to be part of this carousel, yeah.
I think, I was talking to Ross about this last night, actually. I think that You might see, because all these fucking P5 schools are changing coaches, and it's just been a carousel of the same retards for the last 20 years.
Yeah.
At some point, I mean, Ryan Day's a new guy, but at some point, there's got to be a new crop of coaches that are available, and you're not seeing it right now.
Not a bunch. I actually just read about a dude today at SMU. He's basically the assistant head coach, mm-hmm. and I think he's running back DB coach. He's probably an up-and-comer. He's really young, too. I forget his name, though. But also, dude, I kind of think people just pull the trigger on guys way too fucking soon. Like, nobody is allowed to build a program anymore. Yeah. It yeah. really is like, you haven't won by year three, fuck you. Yeah. I've seen coaches, my teams have had coaches where, like, if you fired them after year three, you miss all the results of, like, year seven and year 10.
That is true. Remember, like, when Chad Morris was, like, the big up-and-coming coach?
Yeah.
Went to SMU, then he went to Arkansas. Just got canned like immediately.
2 years?
Yeah.
And look, maybe
which was the right decision because Pittman's a good hire.
Pittman is a good hire, but Pittman's also winning right away, and Pittman's kind of winning with like on a bit of what Morris built. And I don't know, maybe Morris didn't deserve it. BT Bates can obviously speak to that better than I can. But just in general, like, fuck. Give the guy some room, especially because Morris took over an even worse dumpster fire than Pittman did. With fucking, what's his name, Bert Bielema?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, call you, his name's Brett, but you call him Bert.
He looks like a Bert.
Yeah,
to be honest, no offense, Bert Kuntz, but you look like a Bert too. I think Nebraska wins this game, and so does
I
Vegas.
Do too.
So does Vegas, by the way.
That's it's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, it is really funny to see a fucking top 20 team against a 3-8 team, and they're getting points.
The fact that Iowa's ranked is solely because, you know, their AD is the head of the college football committee. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't hurt.
Next up, we got Cincinnati at East Carolina. This is the fucking matchup of the year right here, buddy.
100%.
This is, I don't think we've ever seen a team this good lose to a team this bad. With
Pirates
so much
aren't that bad
line.
This year. They're on the rebound.
But they're considerably, not as good as Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know if we've seen a team get upset this bad in a game that matters more. But we're not talking about an upset. We're talking about 14 points. Cincinnati minus 14.
A lot of points.
Yeah, it's a lot of points.
It's a good teaser candidate.
Yeah, I'll throw that in a teaser at 8 because I think 8's fine.
Because Cincinnati, look, like East Carolina's good. We were complaining about Cincinnati for weeks not getting style points, and then they finally just curb stomped SMU.
You got to do it at some point, right?
Yeah, and that's also a good team.
Yeah, and they have their defense is good, so they need to obviously win this game. But in the American Conference Championship, they need to fucking hold Houston down a little bit.
Yeah,
they need to hold them under 30 points probably to make a statement because Houston can score. That's all they can really do, a score.
Yeah, Houston's fucking good.
Anyways, I think there's consensus on that one. Missouri at Arkansas. This is a rivalry game for people that don't like football or what?
It's a fake rivalry game. It's a,
what's the trophy for this one?
It's called the Battle Line Trophy presented by Shelter Insurance.
War Memorial Stadium.
Yeah. It's,
what's it actually shaped like?
It's both states stacked on top of each other, I think.
Does it look like a dick or what? Ugly.
What?
Does it look like a dick at all?
Like an ugly dick, I guess. I mean, if you have, I can't, maybe there's some dick that looks like that. And I feel bad for that.
Find
dick.
Us a dick that looks like that. I'm talking to nobody because we don't have a producer today. Missouri at Arkansas. Arkansas is ranked 25th, which is meaningless. Arkansas minus 14.5. That's a lot of points.
So here's what I'm going to tell you. One, this over under is really, really bad. Take the under. Missouri's defense has improved massively in the last 3 weeks.
I don't believe that.
Arkansas and Missouri's offense, aside from Tyler Beatty, is not that great.
Mm.
I don't. 62.5 is a big fucking ask, unless Arkansas drops like 45. Dude, which
Arkansas is going to drop their fucking dicks on you guys.
Now, I love Missouri to cover this, and I love the under.
No. They're going to run for 500 yards.
Yeah, I've heard that before. Missouri, by the way, is on a 5-game winning streak.
You guys want to get some side action going here? Can we get the baby involved at all?
Right.
We could. What's the baby bet? Yeah. If I'm on the Hogs, you're on the Tigers. We can come up with something there.
Yeah, okay. You get like the first, let's say you get the first right of refusal on any new business, the baby starts.
Oh, I have an idea. Life. If Arkansas covers, I am the child's godfather.
Okay, and we're not doing that, obviously.
I'm giving you the points. Arkansas covers. I'm the Godfather.
Hey, babe, I got to tell you. I mean, at least you're Catholic. That way, like that.
Yeah, helped. That's what else you need to be.
Yeah. The only way I would do that is, I don't know. When
if,
he comes,
Missouri covers, you can be the Godfather to my unborn child.
First off, any feral child that comes your way isn't going to be around for me to be a Godfather of.
No, it's going to need he's going to need a godson.
Yeah,
like to be the kid, because your kid will be out there robbing banks and shit and Delco. Mm-hmm. Fucking
yeah.
Are they meth labs? Meth lab people out there or what?
Is there enough? It's a big opioid place and heroin.
Hillbilly heroin.
Yeah.
The only thing I can think of is if Mizzou covers or wins or whatever is my child when he comes of age gets to prima nocta your girlfriend, whether you're even still dating or not.
Yeah, but that prima nocta is only on the wedding night, bro.
Yeah.
So he does never get married, and you don't get him.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm just using prima nocta. So he gets to bang. Like, he loses his virginity to Dan.
So you're trying to get your fucking infant child laid 20 years from now.
Yeah, not as an infant. That'd be gross.
Yeah that's...
It's like taking your kid to a cat house, you know? Like,
yeah, this is not the fucking 18th century. People do not... Did anybody have their first sexual experience because your dad took you to a prostitute?
Also, what if your kid just has, like, the same syndrome that Hasbulla has?
What's that?
Where he's just a child forever. Like, Hasbulla's 19 and he looks like
a toddler. That's their problem. Yeah.
I did ask him this. I'll throw it your way, Dan. Is banging Hasbulla pedophilia?
No. But it's dangerously close. Right? Like, you have to really pay attention to the person's motivation moving forward. Anybody that wants to bang LPs are one thing, but then you have the whole full-on look like a baby syndrome.
He looks like a baby.
Yeah
that's
like
a bit much.
If you're fucking Peter Dinklage, you're not into kids. Like, you're...
Nah, he has a beard. He's a grown man.
Yeah, you might mistake him for a child on the street, but that's...
Well, is that the bet? So we'll announce the real bet. You've only got until Friday.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll post it on the board.
If Arkansas covers, I'm the Godfather.
That's... First off, no, because... Like, they could blow us out. I just don't think they will. My conviction's not strong enough for that.
Fair weather fan.
What the fuck does that even... Like, Godfather means nothing.
Yeah, you know.
Well, technically it means nothing. That you raise his child if something happens to him and his wife.
Yeah,
that
is already going to happen.
But it's not... Being a Godfather is not legally binding.
No.
Right? It's not...
Fugazi.
Yeah, it's nonsense. Anyways, Colorado at Utah. Utah predictably lost last week to Oregon. I think they might beat Oregon next week. Or 2 weeks from now.
No,
whatever.
Utah beat the shit out of Oregon.
Or I'm sorry, yes. Utah predictably beat Oregon.
Yeah.
I called that. That's like one of the only things I got right last week. But now they're playing Colorado. They're probably not going to lose this game because Colorado stinks, but I don't know about 23.5 points. Yeah, a lot of points.
A lot of points.
I don't like that.
I mean, it's in Salt Lake City, which means they'll have their fucking devil magic with them or whatever, but.
Yeah, they're unstoppable in fucking Utah for some reason.
23.5 is still a lot of points, though.
Yeah, and Colorado has won two of their last three against Oregon State and Washington, who are, like, competent teams.
You're not going to get up for the Oregon game, be up for the Colorado game, and then also be up for the Pac-12 championship. So, like, there's a down spot there.
Yeah.
Well, who's going to be in the Pac-12 championship now? Is it Oregon still?
Yeah, it'll be Oregon-Utah.
I mean, Washington State can't catch up with them, can they?
No. It's Oregon-Utah. Yeah, I think this is a letdown spot. Utah wins by like 14 or something.
Actually, if Washington State won, no, because they've...
It would be very...
If Washington State won and Oregon lost, then it would be a tie. But did Oregon play Washington State this year?
I think so. I think they beat them.
They beat them. Yeah. All right.
So I think that would be perfect Pac-12, though, is fucking Oregon win the Pac-12.
Oh, Oregon's going to beat Utah for sure.
Yeah, they're going to
beat
them.
Question about that. Like, this is how it fucking works out there, and it's why I say I called it, but I didn't put a single dollar on it, because you can't trust these motherfuckers, man.
No.
To ever do what they're fucking supposed to do, it sucks. Anyways, Colorado at Utah. I'm not giving Utah 23.5.
Actually, the two best bets, if you want to do it, is Colorado covering and the under 52.
Yeah, probably, yeah. I mean, you could just tease them, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah, those are both great. Colorado 29.5
and then 58.
Four touchdowns, they're not going to lose.
29.5 and then 58. There's no fucking way. You could do a teaser on that one fucking bet right there. North Carolina at NC State.
This game's gross.
Who gives a shit, man? It's -6 NC State because they're at home. And
I'll take North Carolina
a little bit better.
I'm taking NC State to finish off North Carolina's nightmare season. with one more indignity.
Yeah. What happens with Mac Brown? I mean, he's a guy with that kind of rep is going to get a couple more years.
Oh, they're probably fine. Than somebody else. He's fine.
But this is a rough year. This is rough.
They were ranked. Do you remember what their preseason ranking was?
10.
Fifth, I think.
10.
Oh, was it 10? Yeah.
So they're top 10 team. I wonder how many asshole North Carolina fans bought like a T-shirt that said two sport school.
Yeah.
By the way, I just found this out today. That game where they beat Wake Forest did not count for the ACC because it was a non-conference game.
But it wasn't.
No. They weren't on their conference schedule, but they, since it's a rivalry, they scheduled the game anyway as a non-con game.
Jesus, I love the sport, but the sport's fucking
That's dumb. I don't care about this game. Saturday, first up, Georgia at Georgia Tech. Now, it's Georgia minus 35, and I think this is one of Ross's picks this weekend. Let me check.
He likes Georgia to cover?
Let's see.
I don't imagine he's riding with the Yellow Jackets.
Georgia minus 34.5 is what he's picking for this one.
I don't hate that. This feels like Georgia 42-0.
If Georgia Tech scores more than 6 points, I would be very surprised. I could see them squeaking in two field goals.
Yeah, Georgia's going to rest their starters by halftime.
Yeah, that's why I'm not going to bet this game, though, because you're not going to see. Why would Georgia play a hard in this game at all? They're already number one. The only way you can lose number one, because nobody else is undefeated, except for Cincinnati.
But yeah, let's be who real. Will never be
Cincinnati's
number one.
Cincinnati's not going to be number one.
Yeah.
So you can win this game by 1 point. You can win 1-0 and still stay number one. Why the fuck would you risk anybody's health? You won't. The answer is you won't. So I might take Georgia Tech, to be honest.
Maybe the under.
On a teaser or something like that at 42.
Yeah, the under feels scary because 41. I could also see like a 45-10 game. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, I don't like
Georgia Tech is going to get at least a quarter against the backups at Georgia.
Yeah. I say take Georgia money line.
I mean, what's this? I don't even care.
I'm just kidding. There's no way they're offering a
minus
money line.
-10,000.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Georgia's going to win that game. That'll be, it's not going to be a fun game to watch either because it's whatever. Georgia's going to be number one. Again, when we have this conversation next week. Next up, Ohio State.
Game of the week?
At Michigan. This is definitely the game of the week for all the reasons. If Michigan wins, they're probably in the CFP. If Ohio State
wins.
They'd
have to be, right?
Unless they lose the championship somehow.
Yeah, but that's...
That would be perfect, too, if Michigan
That would be really funny. Who's going to be... Who's the other side of that?
Wisconsin.
No, they wouldn't lose that. That would be funny, though.
Yeah.
That would be a very Pac-12 move. Wouldn't it fucking do all that shit?
Oh, yeah.
But anyways, this is another one of Ross's picks, obviously. He's got Ohio State minus 8 all day, and I'm with him on that. Okay. Ohio State's going to light Michigan up in this game.
That's certainly the smart bet, but I kind of feel
like... But I'm not
like,
a smart man, Ross.
I kind of feel like Michigan wins this game. If I had to pick a money line dog, I'm going Michigan.
I'm not
going to
go that far, but I'll say Ohio State wins by a touchdown, and Michigan covers by a point.
Now you can buy a point, folks. You could buy a point.
Yeah.
Because Michigan will not win this game. There's no fucking way.
I think it's going to be wild. It's either going to be one of two things. Michigan wins a crazy game or Ohio State wins by 30.
How many times do I have to teach you this lesson, Rob?
What?
Ohio State's just going to kick the shit out of them.
Yeah.
Probably. But I'm too dumb. I'm gonna ride with Big Blue. I'm going to take the 8 points.
This is the year. This is Harbaugh's feel-good story.
Well, you guys were right about Georgia. And nothing would make me happier than to see Ross crying in the hospital, to be honest. So.
Does he flatline if that...
He might, yeah.
He finally wakes up.
He rips all the fucking tubes out. He goes, hey, which one of these is the one you pull to kill yourself?
they start going down to Michigan at halftime. He's like, you know what? Put me back.
What if they go up 28-3 at halftime?
Oh, no.
Well, the thing is, though, his sports teams apparently do best when he's not awake.
That's true, yeah. We should go punch him in his fucking face.
Right.
Well, you guys don't want them to do well, I guess.
Well, for next year's playoffs, when the Braves are back in.
Oh, yeah, he's not allowed anywhere near.
You got to induce him again.
We got to literally just keep him under. But, yeah.
Yeah, next up, Texas Tech at Baylor. Baylor minus 14. Ugh, that's right, probably. I think it should probably be a little less. I think it should be 12.
Yeah, I would go with Tech.
Yeah, I think I'm going to take Tech with that at plus 14. Although you could, again, there's a lot of teaser opportunities. So many good games this week for gambling that are pretty set. Baylor probably, or not probably, but could very likely win by 14? Are they going to win by 20, by three touchdowns? Probably not.
So Baylor has won all their games against mediocre Big 12 teams.
Relatively close games, right?
Most of their games are close. They did obviously blow out Kansas.
Yeah. Kansas is not a real
school. What do you mean, obviously?
They blew out They blew out West Virginia.
You're talking about a powerhouse.
And they did beat BYU by 14.
That West Virginia game was actually really good. That one surprised me a little bit because I thought that team would play better. They didn't.
Yeah.
Whatever. They also got beat by a Jerry Kill coached TCU with a backup quarterback.
Who, Baylor?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like Baylor by double. I would like Baylor like minus 10.
I think it should be 10. Yeah, 12 is what I would put it at, but 10, I could see that. 14 is too much.
I like a teaser because that'll get you to 8. I think this is an okay teaser game.
If you can take it to 8 or maybe up to 20, although it's probably more likely that it's within 8 than it's Baylor not winning by 20. Like if they win by 14, it's probably more than that.
Yeah.
Next up, Wake Forest at Boston College. No one gives a fuck.
Nope.
We're tired of pretending like Wake Forest is good at football. Thank you.
They will beat Boston College, though.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. But by 5 points, I don't know.
In Chestnut Hill.
When I see a team going up against Boston College and Doug Flutie's not in the starting lineup and it's this close, then I assume both teams suck. Because when's the last time Boston College was good at football?
Matt Ryan.
If you got a forever quarterback at Boston College, would you rather have Matt Ryan or Doug Flutie?
Matt Ryan's taller.
Yeah.
I guess.
But so Flutie was more in the
Flutie won the Heisman.
Yeah. He was better in college. If you're talking about in college, maybe, yeah. But Flutie, his pro career was okay, I guess.
Yeah.
Anyways, I don't care about this game. I don't really want to talk about it.
Whatever. We'll skip out this game.
Big game, Houston at UConn. It's Houston minus 32.5. Why is UConn even playing football?
Well, this is their last game as a D1 program.
Yeah.
They also just hired Jim Mora, Jr.
Wow.
Big get for UConn.
Playoffs. This one is that's interesting that he went there, but this game fucking sucks. It's a good tune-up game for Houston, though, for the championship, for sure. I mean, I think Cincinnati is they're going to play a little bit better of a team, right?
Mm-hmm.
But both of them are pretty good tune-up games. I don't think either team's in any real danger there.
You know what I love?
Like, UConn could score 2 touchdowns and cover.
That's why I love the over.
Yeah.
The over is pretty low. Yeah.
What's the over?
It's 55.5.
Okay.
But UConn also might not score. They're really bad.
UConn has put up points. Not like a ton, but they have scored a lot of garbage.
What'd they put against us?
17.
Yeah, there we go.
And then 7 against Clemson.
You got to think that they're going to be getting some first team reps against second team defenses.
Yeah, so towards the end of the game. Garbage time touch.
Yeah, I think this is a really good over. And if you want to put it in a teaser, I think it's a lock over.
What, 49.5?
Yeah.
Because Houston could hit that themselves.
Yeah. Over. I'll do that. I'll add that because I've got a couple of other teasers I got going here.
Next up, we got our Roadrunners.
Yeah, UTSA at the North Texas Cunts. Right? It's UNT, and they made that coffee mug where it was the mug handle and then UNT, and it said cunt. And how the fuck did nobody notice that before it went out to market?
No one cares at UNT. Here's the thing. I think everyone attending this game will look like Lastro Lopez. Like every single human being, man, woman, and child.
Yeah, baby. There's a lot of babies
Denton,
out there.
Texas.
Yeah.
Will look exactly like Lastro Lopez.
Maybe. You might be right about that. I mean, man, it's UTSA minus 10.5. I actually don't know enough about either one of these teams.
The fairy tale story is still going with UTSA.
But it's on.
Second touchdown against UAB to win.
This is the 1 p.m. or the 2 p.m. Eastern, I guess, ESPN game.
Interesting.
Or ESPN Plus, rather, game. Yeah, that is interesting. I won't bet that. No way. Although it would be interesting. I mean, if UTSA wins, which presumably they will, they're probably going to finish the season ranked for the first time ever, right?
Pretty sure.
Still got that conference championship they got to win.
Mm-hmm.
They lose. They're unranked immediately.
Yeah. To anybody. Yeah. Right? Yeah. All right. Next up, Alabama at Auburn. I mean, this is one of the rivalry games that hasn't really ever been a rivalry, in my opinion. There's stretches of Auburn success, but not recently,
really. It's a big brother, little brother dynamic, for sure.
Like, but every now and again, Auburn will rip off one or two in a row, maybe.
They go on runs. Yeah. Especially with Malzahn, but...
But back in the like Parsons early 2000s, there. Right? They had a couple of good. They had some.
They were the ones. So, they were the or original, no,
like in like, 20, before Saban got there, right? Did they rip off a couple of wins?
They were undefeated and left out of the championship in 2004.
There's a weirdly a push to get Harsin out after that South Carolina loss. She's only been there for less than a year.
Fucking insane, dude. It's fucking crazy. I don't know how these I don't know why you always want to fire your coach after like a year.
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, say what you want about Nebraska. At least they stuck with the guy for a couple of years.
What else? At this point, Nebraska needs to understand who they are and just let Scott try to build something.
Yeah, do something. Yeah. Run the oop-de-oop, right?
Yeah.
Or whatever. Alabama at Auburn, it's Alabama minus 19.5. That's probably accurate.
Yeah,
Alabama definitely just needs to win this game.
Laying three touchdowns, though, in this game.
No, I don't like it. I like Auburn to cover.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if Auburn's going to cover, but there's a good chance that Alabama's not going to play its starters if it's up by two touchdowns, right? Because they still have to beat fucking Georgia. Yeah.
I mean, Bo Nix isn't there anymore. He's injured. Mm. He's done for the season.
They have to win this game for sure, obviously. I think they will, but they have to beat Georgia to make the CFP.
Yeah.
They have to. There's no other
No losses left on the schedule.
So... I think they probably take it easy towards the end of this game. What would be the point of running the score for anything?
Mm-hmm. I agree. And also, they don't need style points because they either beat Georgia.
It's Alabama.
Right.
Alabama never needs style points, yeah. In my opinion. Everybody knows like the top two receivers every year usually come out of Alabama. So
right.
Oregon State at Oregon. It's Oregon only minus 7 at home in this game. What the fuck, man?
It's a Civil War.
God,
I've been to this game.
Things get wild. Wait, wasn't Oregon... Oregon was a potential playoff contender last year, and then Oregon State beat them in the Civil War game.
Oh, really? Was it?
Yeah, late in the year, Oregon had a shot. And
every year, they remind you of why no one trusts the Pac-12.
Yeah, it's going to be 40 degrees out. It's going to be like slight mist the entire time.
I think they should just let a beaver and a duck fight.
That's how you should decide it, yeah.
Get them both hopped up on crystal meth or some shit or PCP and just let them go at it. And whoever wins, that's who wins the game.
Have you ever seen the video of the guy who was killed by a beaver?
What? How do you get killed by a fucking beaver?
Oh, it's a good story. I'll tell you it real quick.
It's not a good way to go out.
So this guy's filming it, like just walking along. He's like, look at this beaver. Oh, my God. Dude, it's kind of big. Or this is being dumb. Mm. And the beaver is pissed off. Maybe it's rabies. I don't know. And just charges the dude. Bites him right in the thigh, femoral artery.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that'll get you. Yeah, you don't want to... So we were talking about this earlier. You don't want to end up in hell and be like, hey, how'd you die? Like, beaver.
Beaver took me out.
Beaver got me.
Do you get to seek revenge on the beaver, though, at least?
In the afterlife?
In the afterlife,
yeah. I would say so.
Does the beaver have a soul?
Visit some harm on the beaver's family in the future, at least. Reincarnate yourself and then give them AIDS. If you could reincarnate yourself as an AIDS molecule, that'd be pretty dope.
Just float into his mouth.
Yeah, because how would this be? I would be a frequent
flyer. Or just a piece of wood with fungi on it that just takes him out.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know how that works.
You'd be the fungi.
Well, you'd want it to be violent, right? You'd want to be like reincarnated as a coyote, and you just pop into his den and take the kids.
Yeah, but make him watch.
Well, yeah.
While I ate
obviously.
Them.
Yeah. What was that Rick and Morty scene where they go to the wasp multiverse and they're eating the teacher who's like a slug or something and he like gives birth in the middle and he's like, run my babies! And they just start eating it.
Yeah. Then there's that episode of American Dad where Roger develops an alternate personality that he forgets about and two of his personalities are battling one another and he doesn't notice. And then one of his personalities shows up and rapes a tree. And then the old man from the... mezzanine there is telling him, he's like, I don't know how to say this. They raped it. And he's like, then he said he made the saplings watch or something like that. I didn't write any of this shit. I'm just repeating it. Seth MacFarlane, super woke now, by the way. So that's dope. Penn State at Michigan State. This is a meaningless game.
It's also like it's like the Big Ten game that puts you to sleep.
Yeah. This is the last Big Ten game I want to ever watch, except for maybe the next one.
Yeah, goddamn.
Penn State is kind of boring this year. They've had ups and downs. Injuries.
Either way, I think they're better than Michigan State.
Yeah, I mean, so does Vegas. It's in Michigan State, and it's Penn State minus one, so we'll see what happens. I'm not going to bet on this game, but Michigan State got fucking embarrassed.
Man, really that was fucking bad.
Like, that's there should be reverse style. I don't know if I believe in style points necessarily, but there should be reverse style points. If you get beat that badly, you should just have to sit out a couple of weeks.
Yeah, just go. Just leave.
Or something, because that was bad.
I feel like that cost money out of Mel Tucker's pocket. Like, probably. I don't think the offer is the same anymore.
Yeah.
We'll see. But Penn State, $95 million, though.
Penn State will probably win this game. They're a better football team, obviously, but you never know. They haven't played very consistently this year.
Sure, Franklin might be on his way out too. He might be looking maybe, for another job.
Yeah, he might be. He'll probably just end up at another P5 school. And that stupid fucking cycle will continue with all these jerk-off coaches. The
message boards are heated over at USC. I don't see Franklin at USC, though. I don't see that as a
Franklin said he was staying. I think he announced that he signed an extension or something, or like he's staying.
Okay.
I don't think he's going anywhere.
We'll see.
Penn State has a really good – Penn State's like got a top 4 or 5 recruiting class for 2022. Like it's – and also your ceiling at Penn State is the same as it is at USC.
As a coach, you mean?
Yeah.
As a player?
As a coach.
Yeah, like, for sure. Yeah.
Like you can win.
It's a historic school with enough clout that if you – I wouldn't necessarily call it a blue blood school, but if you win, you're not going to get disrespected out of the top four like Cincinnati.
Right, right. Jordan Wentzel said he just scored a 10-year deal. Again, deals don't mean anything.
Yeah, there's contracts don't mean shit anymore, apparently, especially if you're a fucking basketball player.
Lane Kiffin signed like a fucking 15-year deal at FAU.
Right.
That didn't mean anything.
Next up is probably the worst game that you're going to see from the Big Ten this week, I guess. I don't know yet. I haven't gone all the way down the list, but Wisconsin at Minnesota, this is boring as shit. I don't care about this.
I think this game ends up being weird. I could see an
the over is 39.
I think the over hits.
Oh, yeah.
Give me the under all day.
Minnesota scores, and Wisconsin scores on, like, Wisconsin has had several games where they have dumped in points.
Yeah.
I mean, they just dropped 35 on Nebraska, 35 on Northwestern, 52 on Rutgers. They even put up 27 on Iowa. And, like, Iowa's got a good defense.
Well, they got that 17-year-old kid, Braylon Allen, right now, who's just running for, like, 200 yards a game.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, Wisconsin always gets a running back.
Always.
Always.
Yeah.
I mean, fuck, dude. They've scored 30, 27, 52, 35, 35 in their last – five
but
games.
Isn't this game usually like an NBA playoff game where it's just hard to score? Like the defenses always step up in this particular game.
No, Minnesota never has a great defense, really. I mean, like, and Minnesota can score. Like, Minnesota's offense is what drives them.
Mm.
The only thing I'd be worried about is Fleck having a foot out the door. But, like, Minnesota's last couple games, 22 on Iowa, who, again, has a good defense. The Illinois game was awful. But, I mean, then you got 41, 34, 30. I think this is a good over. I think they're valuing. I think they're overvaluing Wisconsin's pace of play and defense, and forgetting the fact that Wisconsin can score a lot of points, and so can Minnesota. I think I love this, and I love this in a teaser too.
This game was, let's see, last season 20-17 in OT, but that's
an under.
That's last year was a weird year. I don't know if you can really base anything on that. I don't know. This seems – I don't know why you would bet on a game that has an over-under of 39.
Yeah. I do think Wisconsin wins. I actually think 7 is low. Like, I think this is like a 10-point Wisconsin win at least.
Maybe, but they've been super inconsistent all year too. So who knows?
They're starting to hit their stride though.
They're on a 5-6-game win streak. They went. Yeah. They started 1-3, and then they've won 7.
Well, that's – I mean, buy half a point and take it to 6.5 then.
Yeah, I agree with that.
That's a good bet.
Yep. They're gonna win this game by double digits, go to the Big Ten Championship, and lose by 50.
So, they might lose by 50. They do. Yeah. A&M at LSU. It's A&M minus 6.5. That's probably right. This is the LSU is not going to make a bowl, right?
If they win, they make a bowl.
Yeah, this is Coach O's last game.
So this is either Coach O's last game or they have to win to give him another game. Mm-hmm. Is there any motivation to do that?
Maybe.
I think they like him.
They send him off. I think they like him. I don't think they respect him. I think that's the thing.
Right.
Like George W. Bush.
Yeah.
Yes.
He was a likable guy for the most part, but he's like, hey, dude, you almost died from pretzels. You can't be president. That's a disqualifying factor.
Oh, by the way, I looked it up earlier when we were talking about Texas governor elections. Mm-hmm. The last single-digit victory or the last time a Democrat came within single digits was Ann Richards losing to George W. Bush.
What was that, 96, 95?
94, I think.
94?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Beto's got no shot.
If Beto,
what's the over-under on Beto?
I would love.
It's not good.
I would love to find out the points on that and take the bet. Like, if they're giving Beto, like, 9 or 10, I'm smashing.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
That'll definitely pop up somewhere sometime middle of next year, probably when the campaigns actually get started in earnest. But for this game, A&M at LSU, 6.5, seems like bait. This is probably a fucking one-score game, so I don't know.
I'll take LSU, yeah.
Yeah, LSU could easily win this game.
Just buy a point, take it up to -7.5.
Yeah.
Oklahoma State, or Oklahoma at Oklahoma State.
This is the other game of the week.
Yeah, it's a good game.
This is a potential steal a spot.
Oklahoma State might hop Cincinnati somehow.
Anything is possible. So this is one of those rare opportunities when there's a rivalry game and both teams are top 10 and actually good. Like, not that they're better than Alabama or Georgia or Ohio State or anything, but these are good teams. This will be a super fun game to watch, to be honest. This is a night game on Saturday.
I can't wait for this game. This game's going to be rad. Over feels low, doesn't it?
They haven't really been scoring like you think.
Oklahoma State has.
Oklahoma State has a decent defense.
Oklahoma State's been scoring just fine.
I think Oklahoma's defense has actually kind of stepped up a bit recently.
Yeah, I agree. It's not your classic Oklahoma offense, but it's still pretty good. I mean, they've still put up numbers. Either way, though, I like Oklahoma State to win this game. I like that line. I'll take it straight up. Oklahoma.
-4?
Yeah. At home. Yeah. Here's the other thing, too. This is probably going to be a top 3 crazy environment ever for this Bedlam game. Because usually Oklahoma State, you want to talk about big brother, little brother with Alabama. Oklahoma owns this rivalry. Like, it's abysmally one-sided. So, A, Oklahoma State actually has a shot to win it. And B, there are monstrous implications if they do win it.
But they only, I mean, they both have one loss. So, like, why does Oklahoma State seem like they have a better chance at the playoff than Oklahoma? Because Oklahoma lost more recently.
And they're ranked higher?
More or less, yeah.
I guess.
I mean, it's just whatever the CFP
didn't they both lose
dumped
to
into their algorithm to figure out who
Oklahoma State lost to Iowa State.
Yeah. Which is, I mean, that might be more of a blip than Oklahoma losing to Baylor, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But maybe that's why they're flip-flopped like that. But, yeah, I mean, a lot can happen there. If Alabama loses to Georgia and they're out and Michigan loses to Ohio State this week, which they probably will, Notre Dame's not going to lose, though. So the only problem is Oklahoma State jumping Notre Dame and Cincinnati, which I don't think would happen.
They wouldn't jump Cincinnati. I guess in that scenario, they can get in though.
They could certainly get in. I think. I mean, so we can talk about that here in a sec. Let's finish up these.
Yeah.
But to we'll also Oklahoma, that. If they beat, I think if Baylor wins and Oklahoma win, they're in the Big 12 championship. So then Oklahoma could avenge their loss.
Yes. Yeah.
So I think that might be the better path.
Yeah, it's possible.
Sets up nicely for both.
Let's close this out though. So Pittsburgh at Syracuse. This is
gross.
Gross. -13 Pittsburgh. I mean, you can bet on that probably, but Syracuse does jump up and bite people from time to time. I don't think it'll happen here.
No, not
Pittsburgh's kind of focused on going to the ACC championship for the first time in their history, I believe. Right?
No. They were in like 2 years ago at like 6-6.
Ooh,
yeah. Or some shit like that.
That side of the conference is fucking weak. So yeah, you're probably right about that.
Also, I think Kenny Pickett probably lost any hope he had of the Heisman last week, even though they won. He didn't have a very good game against Virginia. So. Yeah.
This is next up, Clemson at South Carolina. Sometimes it's a good game. Usually it's ugly as shit. The over-under is 43, which is probably the lowest the over has been in this game since like 2015, because Clemson usually blows them out pretty good.
Yep.
Clemson -11.5. I'm not betting.
It's too many points.
Clemson is terrible this year. Like, their offense is bullshit.
Yeah. South Carolina has been feisty at times. They blew out.
Just beat Auburn.
Florida beat Auburn. Kept it close against Kentucky. Yeah, I don't like this game. I mean, they did get the shit kicked on a few times. A&M murdered them.
Teams with good offenses are going to murder South Carolina, but this is not one of them.
Yeah.
Clemson sucks on offense.
And the Vegas thinks that based on the over-under.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking 43.
Yeah. Bet that one at your own risk, to be honest.
Yeah.
Notre Dame handles Stanford pretty easily.
Notre Dame at Stanford. Stanford's really bad this year.
Yeah. And Notre Dame's been blowing people out.
Yeah, and Notre Dame needs style points at this point, even though they're Notre Dame, to be honest.
God, because I can't wait till Notre Dame hops Cincinnati.
It's I don't think they'll hop Cincinnati, but they might hop. I mean, it's going to be hard for Oklahoma State to hop them.
One loss Notre Dame gets in before one loss Cincinnati, though, right? If Cincinnati loses,
I don't think you're probably not going to arrive at that problem, but let's finish this out. So
right.
Notre Dame probably beats Stanford by 3 scores, It's 19 and a half. Bet that at your own peril. It's because it's a big spread. But I think it's probably safe.
You tease that down.
You could to 13, yeah. They're trying to fuck people up this week.
Yeah.
For sure, because they need the style points. Last game of the night is BYU at USC.
Don't care about this game either.
Yeah, I mean, this is Pac-12 nonsense.
Right.
I don't care about this. If Vegas thinks it's BYU minus 7, they're probably wrong, and USC will win the game. That's how the Pac-12 operates.
Yeah.
Honestly. So, fuck them. Let's get to this. Georgia beats Alabama in the SEC championship, and Alabama is now a 2-loss team. Ohio State beats Michigan, right?
Right.
And then wins the Big Ten championship as well. They're in at number 2, and then Cincinnati's probably 3, and Notre Dame is probably 4. So that's probably going to be your CFP, unless Oklahoma State jumps one of those other two teams.
Mm-hmm.
And to do that, they have to beat Oklahoma first, which is no foregone.
And
Oklahoma
then Baylor.
And Baylor, yeah.
Oklahoma State would have the better resume at that point.
At that point, then Notre Dame for sure.
Yeah, I think look at Notre Dame's schedule and who they've played. They have played...
Blew out Wisconsin.
They blew out Wisconsin, and that is the only ranked team that they beat.
Notre Dame's not jumping Cincinnati. They lost to Cincinnati.
They've played two ranked teams. They're 1-1. Oklahoma State, assuming they win the next 2 weeks, because is this Notre Dame's last game, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Notre Dame's last game this week. Where the fuck is Oklahoma State? Here we go. Oklahoma State would have wins over two more ranked teams, and then they would have another win over Baylor. So they'd have three ranked wins. Mm.
If Oklahoma State wins out, you're probably right. They probably jump Notre Dame. Although, do they, right? Because Oklahoma State doesn't have the same drawing power.
Yeah, yeah. Notre Dame's got all the money behind them. So, no, they don't jump in.
That is what it is, I suppose.
I'm sure. It wouldn't surprise me if they, just something egregious. They're like, and real quick, we're adding Amy Comey Barrett to the college football playoff.
Yeah.
Former Notre Dame professor and Supreme Court justice. You know she's smart.
Yeah.
And then Notre Dame gets it. Just like some... There's probably already like two Notre Dame assholes on there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, probably. I mean, it's so Georgia, Ohio State, Cincinnati, Notre Dame. Georgia probably plays Notre Dame. Cincinnati plays Ohio State. That's a pretty interesting CFP.
Notre Dame makes the playoff, and you have to watch the semifinals on Peacock behind a paywall.
The amount of things I've watched behind a Peacock paywall this year is...
I would watch Notre Dame play Georgia behind a paywall, for sure.
Yeah, well...
It would be fun to watch Notre Dame get crushed
again.
Like that. Yeah.
At what point are you a Notre Dame fan, and you just keep watching your team get obliterated against...
Well, let me ask you this. What? How many years in a row can your team win a division and not a World Series and you not want to kill yourself?
Because
we've all, Braves fans have dealt with this many times.
Yeah.
Eagles fans
Dodgers
have
fans have, Eagles fans have. There's a lot of fans out there that have dealt with quite a bit of crippling loss.
You tell yourself there's one more piece or the refs were against you. Or
get them next year.
It's just better to be in the mix than it is to be irrelevant.
I agree with that.
That's what you always tell yourself.
Yeah.
For sure. What would be super funny, I mean, look, let's just say Notre Dame upsets fucking Georgia, which I know sounds crazy, but things happen from time to time that are crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It would be really funny to see them play Cincinnati, like a Cincinnati-Notre Dame. Do you know how mad the people that run
the entire country would be?
College football would be if that was the game. Cincinnati-Notre Dame, two Midwest shitholes are playing. Are you fucking kidding me? God damn it, dude. Get me out of here. And speaking of get me out of here, you guys do some ads, and I'm getting the fuck out of here.
All right, yeah. Just to transition over to our show now, make it easier on Nick, too, so he doesn't have to switch. Outside the Top 25 begins now, but before that, let's do some ads, Rob.
All right, let me open the old ad table here. We've been making picks all day, and one place
you made some really bad picks last week. Do you want to know his record last week, Dan?
What was it?
It was 5-15.
You know what? Shit happens. I'm selling pics of my baby. It's fine.
I don't know what to say to that.
It's stock photos. Don't worry.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I only went 10-7, so it wasn't that good of a week for me either. But
I'm still at 50%. I'm fine. I'm still
you're
batting
on the season. You're 110, 108, and 4. I'm 116, 92, and 4.
Yeah.
You just keep firing off pics that you don't need to.
Well, because I'm trying to get ahead of you, and I got to keep going volume, volume, volume. So.
All right. Well, where would you go volume?
I go to fucking DraftKings, man. DraftKings Sportsbook. This Thanksgiving, be thankful for family, food, and free bets. That's right. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official betting partner of the NFL, has a Turkey Day no-brainer you can't miss. New customers can bet just $1 on any Thanksgiving NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. If DraftKings Sportsbook is not available in your state yet, first off, write your legislator. Secondly, it's fine because you can still get in on DraftKings Fantasy and all the NFL action that comes with that. Make your first deposit, and you can play free for millions with DraftKings Daily Fantasy Football Contest. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. Best of all, you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. Download DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the promo code BROS, that's B-R-O-S. Bet just $1 on any Thanksgiving NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. So maybe stay away from Bears-Lions, because that could end up being 0-0. Because in my heart, that game is a 0-0. So whatever. But yeah, that's promo code BROS, B-R-O-S. This Thanksgiving at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older in New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions do apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. And of course, we have GhostBed. GhostBed is doing not two awesome deals this week, but three, because it's, you know, Black Friday week or whatever. So what they're first thing GhostBed is doing is if you spend $1,000 or more on GhostBed.com/drinkingbros, you will get a free weighted blanket. It's like a $300 blanket. You get it for free if you spend $1,000 or more. And now GhostBed is really affordable, and they run massive discounts that I'm about to tell you about. But, you know, it's still a mattress, so you're probably going to be pushing $1,000 either way. It's a big purchase. You can finance it, though, and stuff like that. You don't have to put it all down at once. And if you do that, you get a free weighted blanket. But here's the other two deals they're running, and they've been running these in, like, perpetuity at this point. They're doing a 40% off bundle deal. So with that one, you have to start out with a mattress and an adjustable base, and then you build on from there. You maybe need 2-3 mattresses, like you're replacing your old ones, you move to a bigger house, or whatever, doesn't matter. Or maybe you just want to add on pillows and sheets to the mattress and adjustable base, that's fine too. Whatever, if you do the bundle deal, everything in your cart is 40% off at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. And if you need to shop a little more a la carte, maybe you just want like literally one pillow, maybe you need two mattresses and everything that goes with those two mattresses, but you've already got bed frames, so you don't need an adjustable base. That's fine. You can still get 30% off everything at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros if you use the promo code Drinking Bros. 30% off everything. These mattresses are made in America, 20-year warranty. You can try it 101 nights for free, and if you don't like it, you can send it back, although only a psycho would mail a mattress. Yeah, it's these are the best beds in the world. Dan sleeps on one. Dan sleeps on one. All the Dans sleep on one. Pretty much everyone who works here sleeps on one, and everyone who works here does have at least one GhostBed product in their home. I cannot recommend these people enough. It's like and the financing, by the way, is like $35 a month, zero down, 0% financing. Don't need great credit to finance. These people are GhostBed's good to their customers. I highly recommend going to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. They are the best mattresses you'll sleep on ever. And as far as, you know, helping people out, being good to the customers, stuff like that, didn't get any better either. But anyway, let's get into the outside of the top 25 picks.
Let's do it. First up, of course, we got a game tomorrow. I don't know if I'll probably watch this game. Probably not a second of it. But Fresno -7.5 at San Jose State. Over-under is 52.5. I'm going to make it easy on it. Take the under.
All right.
San Jose State can't really score. They have a decent defense. Fresno can put up points, but lately, you know, there's a few games where they've just kind of been throwing out stinkers. 52.5 is a lot. I think this is going to be like a, I don't know, 24-14 game.
Okay. Give me a half point, and I'm taking Fresno State.
Okay. Next up, Kansas State. Catching 3 here in Austin against Texas, the Longhorns. 6-game losing streak, I believe?
6-game losing streak.
One of the longest in school history.
Really, really fucking bad.
The over-under is 52.5. Has Sark lost the locker room?
Did he ever have it?
I don't know.
Really? Yeah. I mean, my God. I'm trying to find this game on S&P Plus. What time is it at?
It's 11 a.m.
11 a.m., all right. Yeah, goddamn, dude. I mean, this is just it'll be an interesting game, actually. To be quite honest, Kansas State put up a good fight against Baylor last week.
Two teams trending in different directions. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, K-State was ranked for like a second this year. Man, I can't fucking find it. I kind of like.
Stop relying on Bill Connolly to make your picks.
I know. Well, I'm just saying, I kind of like K-State. They're not my. I don't know if they're gonna be my money line dog, but I like them to cover.
Okay.
Texas hasn't been good, and K State fights, right? Like K State keeps the title a lot of times. I just don't.
Okay. I'll take the over in this game. Over 52.5.
Okay.
Yeah. Next up, Warren I 4, South Florida catching 18.5 at UCF. Over under is 62. This is easy for me. I think UCF wins. I mean, we keep smashing USF, but I think we win by 17. I think USF's going to cover because they're a little peskier than we usually anticipate. So I'll go with South Florida in the points.
Okay. I'm taking first off, I kind of have to disagree with you at this point, but I'm taking UCF. They cover. I'm not even going to bother buying a half point.
That's fine.
I'm taking UCF. 18's
a weird number anyway.
What?
18's a weird number anyway.
It is, yeah. It's not helpful.
No. Coastal, minus 15.5 at South Alabama. Over-under is 56. I love South Alabama here. Give me the 15.5 points.
Coastal's been kind of going through the motions a little bit.
A little bit.
Didn't
cover against Texas State.
Yeah. I can't say I love Coastal to cover here, but hold on.
Not so fast.
Nah, fuck it. Give me Coastal to cover and give me the over. Also, give me the over in the UCF game.
Okay, we'll do. Put you down for the over.
Yeah.
Next up, we have UNLV catching 18 at Air Force. Barf. Over-under is 50.5. We had to get 15 games somehow here.
Yeah, we did. Wait, what's the line?
18.
18, okay. God, that's just so much for Air Force to cover, right? That's so much for Air Force to cover. Just give me UNLV to cover and the over.
Oh, same here. Exact same bet, UNLV and the over.
Boo. Boo.
You know? Yeah. You still have bowl season to make up for it.
We do. I do, yeah.
TCU plus 15 at Iowa State. Over-under is 59. This game sucks.
Yeah, this game is like two sad programs. One just fired their, like, what, 20-year coach. And the other one, I don't even know. I don't know what to say. Trying to find what I like to reference S&P Plus, not necessarily pick with it. That's too many points. That's too many points. TCU covers. And, yeah, that's all I'm taking.
I agree. I take TCU as well. Next up, the Apple Cup. Washington State minus one at Washington. Over-under is 43.5. I love Washington here.
Oh.
At home in Seattle.
Give me Wazoo. It's a pick 'em. Give me Wazoo.
All right. Next up, Florida State. Plus three at Florida.
That's insane.
Over-under is 59.
No.
Can Florida bounce back?
Florida is better without dead. Mullen? Florida is fucking broken. Give me Florida State. That's my money line, dog. Are you kidding me?
It's Florida State money line and the points?
Yeah, both.
All right, cool.
You taking Florida?
I'm taking Florida. I think, you know, sometimes teams react better when they get rid of a coach they don't like, and I think this is a situation where Florida is just a better overall with their talent than Florida State.
I guess they got maybe like a negative idiot out of the locker room, which is nice, but
maybe they play their guys.
Yeah, who fucking knows? I don't know. They just look so broken. They're ready for this season to be over. And if they win, then the season's not over. It's like that South Park episode with the base. Like, they just want to lose. They just want to go home.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe. But you don't want to lose Florida State, though.
These guys don't care. These guys don't care.
I think they do. They have a little bit of pride. Next up, Army catching 3.5 at Liberty. Over-under is 53.5.
What a weird game and a weird line.
Like, this is the last game of the season for Army and fucking, or not Army, but for Liberty.
Yeah. Well, no, Army, is Army an independent as well?
Well, Army's got to play Navy still.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. But they're both, these are two independents. I like Army here.
I'll take Liberty.
Man, I'm usually the Liberty guy.
I know. I'm going to fade the troops. I'll take Liberty minus three, though, just in case. Buy it down a half point.
Okay, it's fair.
Miami minus 21.5 at Duke, over under 68.5.
Give me a half point, but yeah, Miami's going to kick the shit out of them. I don't know about the over under. Let me look. just to get like a reference, but like, yeah, Duke has been getting shit pumped.
Yes, I will take the under. 68.5 is too much. Miami's not going to score. Or Miami's going to score, but Duke will not.
Yeah.
This will be like a 45-14 game.
That's fair.
Indiana catching 15 at Purdue. Over-under is 50.5.
I actually like, man, I would love Purdue at minus 14. I don't know if I want to buy a whole point. Was buying a whole point make it like 125, 130?
Sometimes 150.
Yeah. So that's annoying.
Doesn't matter on this program.
It doesn't. I would, if you can, I love this game as a teaser, by the way. Purdue plus or minus 8. But so I'll take Purdue. I'll just take Purdue
minus 15.
Yeah.
I'll take the under here as well.
Actually, let me look at the over-under, because I kind of...
50.5. Indiana can't score. They're really struggling.
Yeah, that's fine.
Virginia Tech catching 7 at UVA, over-under 62.5.
If this was at Virginia Tech, I'd be worried. I think UVA rolls here.
Yeah, I'd lay the 7. That's definitely a good teaser game. Just UVA minus 1.
Yeah, winning against Virginia Tech, yeah. Who has fired their coach.
Mm-hmm.
And Virginia has shown, like, pretty good flashes. Yeah.
Got a potential first round overall, or like a first round pick at quarterback. Yeah, I'll take him. I'll take Armstrong. Arizona's catching 20 at Arizona State. Over-under 2.5.
Oh, love that. Give me Arizona State. And maybe the over? Am I that crazy? Am I that dumb?
Give me the under. Big under boy week.
Big. let me look at what Arizona's done real quick, because they've scored a few points. I mean, they scored 34 on USC. 18.
Someone in the chat just called you half point, Rob.
Yeah, I like to buy. I buy half points all the time. It's useful because Vegas just sometimes Vegas sets lines in the hopes of people giving them a little extra money.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like really, that's why they do. But if I believe in it, I'll do it. I like the over.
Okay. You're taking the over with Arizona State?
Yeah.
All right, I'll be on the under. Two more games, and then we'll wrap up for the holidays. Kentucky catching 3 at Louisville, over-under 57. Kentucky's my money line pick of the week.
Yeah, that's a good pick. I think Kentucky covers.
I don't understand how Louisville is. I mean, I know they're at home, but I don't understand mm-hmm. how they're favored. You're also in Kentucky.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. We don't have a lot of disagreement this week because a lot of these games are kind of – same old, same old.
Which after last week, you know, is cause for concern for me. Agreeing with you. And then next up, I'm on Cal's catching 6.5 at UCLA. Over-under is 58. I'm on UCLA.
UCLA and the over.
And I'm going to take the under as well.
Okay. I'll take UCLA and the over.
The over. Cool. Did you have an extra game?
Oh, yeah. Let me look real quick. There's so many fucking games where it's like, oh, that's, and then one of them's ranked. Give me Maryland covering against Rutgers. 1.5 is the line. They're at Rutgers, but Rutgers sucks. Maryland will have a nice cap to the season.
Okay. Any game you wanted to see as like a Fight Club game of the week? Not that we keep track of that anyway.
I know, right? What did we like? What was the one we got disagreed the most on? Where it's like, no. I mean, really, our Fight Club game of the week was Mizzou, Arkansas.
Yeah, that's our Fight Club game of the week.
Okay.
That's what we'll just... I mean, obviously, we got naming rights and... not naming rights, but, like, I have rights to be your child's godfather.
Okay. All right.
Pass that along to your wife tonight.
I'll let her know.
Yeah.
That works for me. We got anything else?
I got to make my rando pick of the week. Kind of looking at Navy Temple right now.
Okay.
I'm going to go Navy Temple under 43. I like that. I told you, it's big under week.
It's fair.
But yeah, those are our picks for this week. That is the college football show for the week. Make sure to, we'll be back next week, kind of in full outside the top 25 mode. College basketball show will also be next week. We'll catch
yeah,
you
we're that. We'll be back on that. I will just say Gonzaga.
Gonzaga kicked the shit out of UCLA. That was kind of expected.
Yeah, that was a good
Wisconsin
bet.
Beat Houston.
That was annoying.
Who are frauds.
Yeah. I believe that now. Fucking Kelvin Sampson. Fuck you.
But yeah, we'll be back kind of in full swing. The whole, you know, got to go home for the holidays. Yeah. Well, I'm not going home. I'm staying here. So are you.
Yeah.
But yeah, we don't have to work. So we're not going to.
My home is where my family is now, and it's here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you take us out here for the holidays?
For Dan Regester, Dan Holloway, and myself, Rob Fox, happy Thanksgiving. Finders, I don't know. Enjoy your turkey.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.